to like to say race organizer Brendan Herbie McDade joins us on the line. Brendan Herbie, thanks for joining us today, and I'm sure it's a busy time for you and all the committee this time of year.
It is indeed. We're just in the very final preparations. We're just after opening up down here at the community centre. We'll be here today now between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. People can collect their race pack if they've entered online already. And indeed, anybody that wants to just register on the day can also pop down between those times. And again, the same tomorrow, Sunday, between 3 and 6. And then we'll take the final entries on the Monday morning between sort of 8 to 10.
Yeah, is it correct for me to say, Brendan, that it's important and you would encourage as many people as possible to come down and pick up the race pack either today or tomorrow? That would avoid congestion and queues before the race on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. If all, you know, we're expecting probably in excess of 1,000 people. So if all of those were to arrive on the Monday morning, it would be a bit of a mayhem, all right. So we sort of encourage anybody local, you know, if they make their way here on either today or tomorrow and just collect their race pack, it can be done in a very orderly fashion. People have already arrived and are streaming in and out. That just helps with the Monday morning, because obviously the marshals and committee and all are getting set up for the race at 11. So the less work to be done on the Monday morning, the better.
In terms of registration, are you happy with the figures so far? And can people still register online? And can you register on the actual day?
The online closed this morning at 10 a.m. And we had our biggest ever online entry to date. So we were delighted with that. I think the message got out where people were encouraged to enter online to make it a bit easier for administration. On that as well, people made donations online as well, which is fantastic for the charities. But also people can still register. As we say, if they pop down here at the community centre today between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. and the same on Sunday between 3 and 6. And anybody is travelling a little bit and can only make it on the Monday morning, will be open from 8 a.m. up until about 10 or shortly after it, just to get ready then for the race at 11.
Yeah, and Brendan, talk to me about previous years. How many people, say, last year that did the race? And are you expecting more this year, given the fact that the online was a new record, the amount of people registered online?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, because we had just over 1,100 entries last year. And with us being up maybe 150 to 200 extra online this year, we're hoping that will be reflected too in the overall figures. So, you know, we're hoping that it will go over the 1,200. Obviously, we had 1,000 of the new type T-shirts, and that's coming very close now to an end. So anybody who's looking for the 2025 T-shirts would need to make their way here today to ensure to get one. Now, not to put people off, we still have T-shirts left over from other years. So anybody even register and sort of later on we'll still get a T-shirt, and still obviously partake in the T&K and get to access to all the water stations and the great event that it is.
And finally, Bernie, can you please talk to me about the charities and some great amount of money as well being raised for fantastic charities, and looking to hope to cross the €1 million mark, Brendan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll do that without trouble, because the charities have already been doing a huge amount of work leading up to it. The MS Ireland Donegal branch and the Donegal Horizon CLC, they've worked tireless together over the last number of weeks. Probably the last 8 weeks, actually, when they were told that they were selected as this year's recipients. They've done various quizzes, various other items, Stars in Your Eyes, which was a huge success for them. And then they also had out sponsor cards, and they're starting to come back in with good money on them. So I've no doubt we will surpass our target and hopefully then build on that for other years.